Please lie down, close your eyes, and make yourself as comfortable as you would like to be. I will begin counting. 10.
Man in a white coat started asking me what happened last thing. I remember I was sipping purple passion, tipsy off a half, so I had me a couple glasses. Next thing I know, everything's in slow mo as time's passing. Woke up to find you taking notes from questions you're asking. Confused with shooting beams in my head, wishing I had aspirin. This guy looks like a psychiatrist, I think I'll ask him. He said before that happens, you need to speak to the captain. That must be him approaching me with the cold action. Wondered if I drank and how many I was having. A witness said you were stumbling, hysterically laughing. Some said you were belligerent, acting just like a madman. That couldn't be me, so I'm sorry that you've been lied to. Honestly, I could not remember even if I tried to. Psychiatrist said, I have a method that may remind you. He said, do you mind if you let me hypnotize you? Snap back to reality with the swing of his clock. I start putting pieces together, looking around as he talks. Noticed something while sitting down on the sidewalk. Got puddles on the ground next to an outline of chalk. My hands covered in red, now I'm starting to get worried. I'm not hurting, it's just my memory's a little blurry. But there's blood on my clothes and a body's on a gurney. Sobered up quick and said I need to speak to my attorney.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2.
Doctor's watch swings back and forth. Mind transports to time before. Not sure what happened last night. Mind erases, done erased about half of my mind. I can hear his voice, calm and monotone. Feels like I'm blow. Then I'm walking down the dirt road and I'm all alone. Carrying a sack made of bird. Left in something about a cauldron in the witch. Yelling stir fast, feeling kinda nauseous. Surrounded by coffins, demons on the ceiling. And all I can do is watch them. Tormented souls stuck in devilish bodies. Upside down, hanging in the front lobby. Blood curdling, screaming out. And it's so loud, I know I should be scared. But I feel like I'm at home now. She counts down again to bring me out of my hypnosis. Then I wake up in a coffin deep underneath the roses.
Six, seven, six, nine.